I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Funny story out of the Oregonian and the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office. A UPS driver was going about his business delivering packages on Monday night near Clackamas. And the delivery man was tooling along about 7:45 when he heard the sounds of someone in serious distress. The UPS man calls his wife, who in turn calls the cops. The UPS worker stands by, waiting for them to arrive. And when the deputy from the Clackamas County Sheriff's Office showed up, they say the scene was tense. They can hear someone screaming for help inside the house. They approach the residence, worried that someone inside is in serious trouble. They crack open the door to find Diego the parrot just squawking. He's screaming for help the whole time. It was a screaming parrot named Diego, and after a brief investigation, they determined no foul play had taken place. And despite Diego's cries, he was in good health and good spirits, too. He was just up to some good old-fashioned fun.
Wow, wow. So we're gonna go from a bird who was thought to be in peril to a snake.
I mean, you know, they're doing the Amazon key thing, and they're dropping stuff off at the door. The guy opens the door, starts hearing somebody screaming help. It's going to get weird.
Yeah, well, this is weird here. All right, you're a snake guy. I don't know what kind of snakes you had, but this
Colombian red tail boa.
Okay, well, this 19-year-old guy got into trouble. Police ended up detaining him after a drunken argument. This is in Germany, Tuesday night. And as police come to break it up, they're doing a search on this guy, and they noticed a significant bulge in his trousers. That turned out to be a 14-inch baby king python. Now, what do the pythons do? They squeeze or do they bite? What do they do?
No, they're constrictors.
So they will...
Every time you exhale, then they tighten a little bit. So you can't inhale. Oh, and then you exhale a little bit, and they tighten a little more.
All right, well, I don't... Apparently, he wasn't latched on to anything there. I don't know if that's good or bad for that guy. But they were able to pull the 14-inch python out.
He's... You don't say.
He's living where he should be living right now. And the other guy was taken to a cell to sober up.
Mm-hmm. And finally... this is kind of weird. We had that the story over the last week or so about the Armored Combat League. Well, a man in Oklahoma was arrested on Sunday because he was having some beef with his neighbor. Police said Donald Gaither had an ongoing disagreement with his neighbor, Troy Bagley. And Gaither thought that Bagley had gotten him kicked out of a mobile home park at some point. And things came to a head when Gaither showed up at Bagley's home and stood outside his trailer and said, quote, come out and get some. So then, yeah, come out and get some. That's the call
to
action.
We should have your trailer music while we're...
The call to action.
While
if you want to get us some trailer music, that's fine.
While we're doing this.
I'm with you.
You know, the music that we used when...
It's Sunday. It's a trailer park in Oklahoma. And it's down there in Pontotoc County. And one guy gets kicked out of the trailer park. So that's when Donald Gaither comes back over to straighten things out, fix his wagon. Gaither was reportedly holding two knives with two more secured at his waist. He also had a large weight attached to a lanyard that he had created, a man-made self-armor thing, like one of those mace things on the end of a ball. So he just... You know, I don't know, tied a jump rope to the end of a weight stick or something. He's ready to swing that around. And he has a man-made suit of armor comprised of adult magazines taped to his body.
That's his defense system?
That's what he's got going. He's got the knives in each hand, knives taped to his waist, and then his entire torso is wrapped and taped and...
I got Penthouse on top,
Penthouse,
I got a
magazines.
Hustler on the bottom, and I got Wee in the back.
That's what he's got. And he's calling for his neighbor to get on out there. The cops say he appeared to be intoxicated somewhat, though he did comply with the officer when he ordered him to the ground at gunpoint. He was holding his knives in both hands when the deputy confronted him. He said he told authorities he was in, quote, survival mode, and had learned this in prison and what to do to protect himself.
Cover yourself with porno magazines?
Not the ones that they find in prison. No. They're not getting anywhere near my chest, yeah. John.
Believe it's news.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, you haven't had that kind of fireworks at the trailer, have you?
Oh, no. Nothing like that.